This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you, two quotes actually. Beware of entrance to a quarrel. That's from Hamlet. And quarrel not at all. That from Lincoln. These two sentences are from a letter that Lincoln wrote to a young man named James Madison Cutts. Lincoln was guiding this troubled man away from what the Dalai Lama has called the destructive emotion of anger. Anger as a hatred that becomes a barnacle on the mind. Lincoln, as more than just a lawyer and a politician, knows that there are emotions hiding behind arguments and quarreling. In the spiritual life of Lincoln, we can call those better angels, the passions of the heart and soul. Heart and soul are the auspices of spirit. And because Lincoln was a master of language, most especially as a writer of speeches and letters, and of those only a few, actually, we have a civic scripture of his spiritual life. We can see Lincoln's heart and soul written into his letters. Now, many people, especially during holiday seasons, write notes and meaningful words into cards with gifts expressing feelings often unspoken. It should not surprise us that spirit comes in letters. One of the world's greatest religious figures was St. Paul, and it is in his letters, such as 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he speaks of faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Those are words we often hear at weddings. Love, he says, is not easily angered. In other words, when we live in love, anger is not at home. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, where he writes, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Live in harmony with one another." Lincoln does not dwell much in the New Testament, but these sentiments of harmony in the absence of anger are why someone like Leo Tolstoy would see a Christ-like spirit in Abraham Lincoln, and to say so. Certainly Lincoln didn't think he was writing out a civic scripture, but his letter to James Cutts was an expression of fatherly care. It is a measure of Lincoln's heart that he was writing to his former arch-rival's brother-in-law. Stephen A. Douglas was married to Cutts' sister. Douglas had been Lincoln's nemesis for years. He had almost stolen the young Mary Todd, and he did win the Senate vote that he and Lincoln competed for, even though Lincoln had won the popular vote. Now, this Cutts was in a bad way. In the army, he was accused of violence and abuse toward other soldiers, of quarreling with officers, and, get this, peering through a hotel transom at a woman undressing. Lincoln gave him a better picture of himself. "You have life before you, promise as an officer, and the goal of making something out of yourself. You don't have time for quarreling and personal contention." Apparently the letter helped. Cutts went back into the army and distinguished himself, becoming the only soldier in U.S. military history to win the Medal of Honor 3 times. This is Lincoln's spiritual life. This letter to the wayward soldier is more, much more than a civil letter, much, much more than a reaching across the aisle. It is transformative. It helped to change the life of James Madison Cutts, as it came from a changing life of its author, Abraham Lincoln. By the end, Lincoln was more than just an honest lawyer, an honest politician, an Enlightenment humanist with a broad scope of his mind and thoughts. He was not just trying to contain evil, he was trying to extend love. With a policy of malice toward none and charity for all, he is trying to extend charity. In his spirit, he is reaching out beyond the boundaries of civil life. His ethical nature is no longer just a matter of restraint and the protection of the equal rights of others. It is unrestraint, not just civil tolerance, but open empathy. In other words, Lincoln has become enthralled with the spirit of love. Of course, we see that in his face at the end. In the end, Lincoln went beyond even heart. He went to soul. And so we, like him, might be honored down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.